Pope Francis today pointed out the path to salvation is a path of humility. Speaking at morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope said that zealously observing the commandments is not enough to be a true Christian. What is necessary is the humility to feel the need to be healed by the Lord.
Sentirsi tanto emarginato che abbiamo bisogno della salvezza del Signore e solo Lui salva.
Pope Francis found inspiration for his homily on Monday in the words that Jesus addressed to his fellow citizens in Nazareth when he said, "No prophet is accepted in his hometown." The Pope explained that Nazareth was a place where he never worked miracles because the people there had no faith. They felt so strong and virtuous in their strict observance of the law, they felt no need for other salvation. But Pope Francis pointed out, Jesus himself mentioned two biblical episodes, the miracle of the healing of the leper Naaman and the meeting of the prophet Elijah with the widow of Sarepta, who was saved from famine. Lepers and widows, Pope Francis explained, in those days were the outcasts of society. And yet these two outcasts welcomed the prophets and were saved. While the people of Nazareth did not accept Jesus, they did not walk the path of humility. And the Pope said it is useless to observe the commandments without faith or pretending not to be proud and virtuous. One must set oneself on the margins, he explained, and really feel what it is like to be an outcast. Because if we want the Lord to find us, he will find us on the margins, in our sins and in our mistakes, in our need for spiritual healing and for salvation.
Se tu non ti senti al margine, non avrai salvezza.
This is the message for today, the Pope said, in this third week of Lent. If we want to be healed, we must choose the road of humility. Let us ask for the grace of having the wisdom to recognize our need. Let us ask for the grace of humility so that we may receive the Lord's salvation. I'm Linda Bordoni.